It wasn't the best way to do it, especially since the church is trying to stop the faithful from being married in Las Vegas by alleged Catholic priests and then dashing off to the Hard Rock Casino. So you want to comment on the famous marriage at 30,000 feet?
Well, sure. You know, here's the thing. The whole thing was billed as a spontaneous event. Okay, it was something. It was impromptu. It was something that just kind of happened right there on the flight. Well, there's a problem with that, because a month earlier, a Chilean newspaper reported on that very same couple, and they talked about how they were intending to get married on the flight with Pope Francis.
Okay.
So how spontaneous could it have been? It doesn't seem that it was spontaneous at all. So anyway, what you wind up with is something that seems like a spontaneous impromptu event, which probably isn't. Then you have a series of problems with this particular marriage on an airplane. Pope Francis, you know, and the accounts that we've been given impromptu are that they were sitting on the airplane and the couple was talking to Pope Francis, and they mentioned that they hadn't been married by the church for 10 years. They'd been civilly married because the church was destroyed. And they'd been waiting to get married in the church, and Pope Francis just spontaneously said, well, why don't I marry you right here? And so if that's what happened, then what you have is a priest, because he is in that moment a priest, who decides that he's going to go ahead and confer the sacrament of holy matrimony on two individuals without any church sacramental records at all. There's no baptismal certificate. There are no other sacramental certificates to show that they have received the sacraments. There's no record from the church to indicate that one of them hasn't already been married to somebody else. So he only has the word of these two individuals to go on in order to confer the sacraments. This is a problem. This is a big problem. If this was as spontaneously as previously said. Well, so then you start looking into certain other issues, such as why he suddenly decided, why get married right there on the airplane,
right,
when he could have said, you know, as soon as we land, meet me in the local church, and I will marry you right there. You know, why do it right there on the airplane? If canon law actually says that there has to be a suitable sacrament, a suitable location for the marriage, and by suitable is not meant a beach. Okay, it's not meant. They mean a church. So getting married on an airplane doesn't really fit in line with canon law either. So then you have another issue on top of that. Well, now, today, and I don't know if you saw this, but America Magazine is reporting that, well, the Pope actually talked to the couple about this the day before, and they started rolling back the story. It wasn't as impromptu or spontaneous as it seemed. And so, you know, there are certain things about this that start to call into question how much of the story is true, how much of this story is a photo op. And quite honestly, since the Vatican decided to hire a PR firm, this has all the feel in the world for a big-time PR photo op in order to spread the message of sacramental marriage for those who are seeking it without having to go through all the protocols. That's a problem.
You know, now you're just making me mad. Because now, and you know why, because of my personal situation and what I went through. Not what I went through, what I was hopefully humble and reverent enough to accept as the proper way to do it and as the authoritative way to do it. I could also have gotten on a plane, me and civilly married Midas Church, and said, hey Francis, hey Lama, you know, he's got this certificate from the tribunal about a little marriage sacrament, you know? But that's not the process. And I even went, we went and talked with our priest, and even asked the question, so, remain Josephite until, and he just kind of looked at me like, Mike, you didn't just ask me this. You know the answer. So, It's just an outrage and a scandal then to the to people that acknowledge the sanctity of the event. You know, unless you're dying, unless your child has got some horrible cancer, or you know was in a horrible car wreck, and there just happens to be a priest walking by that can administer the sacrament. No one flippantly baptizes. You wait for the relatives to come in from out of town. You file for the certificates. They put an announcement in the bulletin. You know, and if you're doing the Latin rite, you know, this is a very intense rite where it actually requires serious friends or family members to attend and to attest that, yeah, I will be the godparent, and yeah, I will take that vow to do all that I can to prevent that child from evil. There's some serious stuff that goes on in baptism, but it could be just as simple as, hey, where's the Dunkin' pool, right?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, you know, I just, I guess they're going to start installing Dunkin' pools there on airplanes, too, now.
The Dunkin' pool.
I don't know what to say to that. It's, it really is infuriating. But when you start to look at this whole thing, so you've got the Vatican rolling back or backtracking on the story about the quote-unquote impromptu marriage on the airplane. You've also got the Vatican now backtracking on the whole story about the award for Lilian Ploumen, the pro-abort architect in the Netherlands. There was an article that came out this morning in National Catholic Register where a spokesman for the Vatican said, well, you know, we gave this award out as a slight. Excuse me? A high chivalric order, one of only five,
five
to the Vatican.
Five.
Given to somebody is a slight? It's a slight. And you know, this also raises the question, well, since when is this a part of diplomatic protocol where you issue a slight to the people that are involved in a diplomatic delegation? So now you're talking about a diplomatic incident where they're talking about how we intended to insult you.
Well, Michael Hitchburn is the president of the Lepanto Institute. He's on our Dude Maker hotline with us for his weekly appearance here. You can subscribe to the Lepanto Institute newsletter, and I encourage you to do so. Go to Michael's site, Lepanto, L-E-P-A-N-T-O, Lepanto.org. I want to read you some comments from the chat room. Which kind of acts as our conduit for people that may not be able to call. Celeste says, Michael, to non-Catholics who don't understand, it makes the Pope and the Church look hip, modern, and with the times. To Catholics who do understand, we end up like the brother in the prodigal son story. We did things as we were told all this time because... dot, dot, dot. That's a very good analogy.
Yeah, and it's very hard to explain to people. I personally have some very good Protestant friends mm-hmm. who were on the verge of converting to the Catholic Church until Pope Francis. They were very close to converting, and then Pope Francis started coming out with a bunch of very strange things. Started saying some very strange things, things that are somewhat alien to traditional ears. And they said, well, given what Pope Francis is saying, what's the point? Why should we convert?
Yeah, and there's a couple other things that I would say about this. Number one, Chris Ferrara, your friend and mine, has a book that he wrote about the crisis of novelty. The marriage on the airplane is a novelty.
Yeah.
And people want to make it sacramental. Oh, so we can do it on a plane now? Yeah, just happen to have a priest on a plane. Champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Have at it. Again, it is another assault against reverence. It's another assault against, as you said, against the real presence being there. Which is not to say that it can't be there, but come on. Really? This is just another...
Well, you know, let's take it a step further and start to understand that the faithful always copy the leader. They always want to be close to the leader. They want to do what the leader does. So what's going to happen now? We're going to have some priest who decides he's going to be like Pope Francis, and he's going to seek out an unmarried couple on the airplane and then marry them right there on the airplane.
Yep.
We're going to see Twitter videos and Facebook videos uploading this going, look at how wonderful this is. People are getting married on an airplane. They're being brought into the sacraments, blah, blah, blah. That's what's going to happen.